drawing board. I understand. Tapologa, you with me with what I just said? Or should
yes,
I?
Yes, we're together.
Okay.
Together.
I'm sorry, did you say again?
Yeah, we're together. I'm unlucky.
Okay.
So, yeah, so just to sum that up, thanks for bringing that up, Kobus. So, what Kobus is saying, in either way, whether you use this one or that one, your preference or the setup that you need is to make sure that you have always a better load at this point, right? Or you better come.
Tapologa, you guys must decide how important this is, because what we're giving you with this configuration is a double the size in terms of available UPS power. By having yeah, two UPSs plus a in configuration, where on your drawing, if the one side fails, you lose two UPSs instantaneously and just have one available, which means your maximum load can only be 250 kVA. But the spin-off is with this configuration, if we lose the main feed, the whole system, all three UPSs goes in bypass, because the feed goes then from a different source through the static switches of the UPSs, or the wraparound for that matter, to the load. So which means then, under that circumstances, you will be, all three UPSs are then bypassed through the static switches. One way around this, I'm just making suggestions, maybe it's completely off the scale, depends how far we want to go, is to have an external static switch that can switch from the two sources. And
yeah,
have the one going to the wraparound.
Agreed.
So, Tapologa, you guys must decide. I think we'll just make a drawing of what I just said and send it back to you. You guys have a look at that.
Not a problem. Yeah, we definitely
And again, don't be tied down to this configuration here. It's just an example setup, right?
That's right.
In fact, at this section, we should actually just be looking at what you have in your current setup, which we actually don't see here at the moment, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't be tied down with this.
Yeah. What we're offering you with a wraparound is substantially more reliable than what you have at the moment. That's one thing. And what I'm saying here on top of it is adding an external static transfer is way beyond even what we offering. So, don't think it's necessary to do it. I mean, we probably not comparing apples with apples at all anymore, you know. But let's give you that option. You guys can decide. That's something we can add at any time later on. We can add an additional static switch on to take both your feeds and switch automatically between the two. And obviously have a wraparound feed as well. So even that, we can have a static switch on. So we can go far beyond than what you actually have currently. So I think we must just concentrate on that for now. Just making this one recommendation, and that is for you guys to consider having this wraparound panel, which just give you a lot better control of your system. And just taking consideration that we can run all three UPSs in parallel, thereby doubling the output that is to your disposal for future use. Okay. That's from my end. George, anything more from your side?
That's it. I think you just nailed it there. And all we're saying here is this is what we would suggest. But I think ultimately, this is your system. You decide how you want it set up. Okay. Our job is just to give you what is the best way to set this up and recommend it. What is the best practice? But again, ultimately, you decide how you want your system set up. And from our side, if we're going to supply any kind of UPSs, we'll supply the individual units. And because we see that you don't have a wraparound then they would have to come with this bypass bundle to make sure that we can operate this safely. And that's all. But what you do behind here as well, again, is basically your choice. We can advise on the setup of this section as well would be like, and you can take whatever you need to take and whatever you need to leave.
Topologo, you're getting something extra here with George, myself on board, and that is to look beyond the scope of what we actually supply. So pardon that, but we're looking from an engineering perspective at it, not from a sales perspective. So, but we will definitely just supply your information just from an engineering perspective, what we can do to make it even more resilient than what it is on this drawing, and then you can decide on that at a later stage.
And if I may just maybe put in a request as well, if you're at liberty to disclose more details on this section of the single line here, we'll be more than happy to have a look at that and see how we can best integrate this with that, with minimal changes, right?
Yeah.
We can look at that. But if you're happy to look at it yourself, we're also more than happy. I think we've given you enough information as well to be able to make the right choices there.
Right. George, is there anything regarding this drawing that you would like to discuss? Because I would like to move on to the next point of the email that I've seen.
Just one bit here. So from the bypass panel here, you can see it does incorporate the three output breakers with just one output point here. Okay. So this will be the common output point to this distribution board here. So there might be some slight changes here. I see there's, at the moment, there's three common entry points, right? But you might want to use one entry point here from the bypass panel.
Okay.
That's the last point that I wanted to make on that.
Okay, thank you. Topologo, from your guys, you happy?
From us, I've been very happy. Thanks very much for the insight. We're definitely going to look at that and get back to you.
Okay. George, can we just see what the next question was in the email? Let's just quickly make sure that we've covered it all. I'm gonna just try and get it here open by me as well. This makes it easier.
Yeah, have it on the screen if you need it.
Okay, so let me just open it a bit smaller on my screen here. I'll just have a look here. Sorry, be with you in a second. Right, the next thing is, okay, then also, if I can ask, just ask for the drawing beyond the entry points on that specific schematic. If you can also just include the gensets exactly where they sit and so on, I believe they're just in line, but let's just see the whole picture beyond the scope of what you want now. And so we can just advise if possible and if you want us to. Next thing is the runtime. You guys wanted quite a long runtime. Now, we will never be able to get to 8 hours, purely just because of the number of batteries. It's going to be huge. I think beyond financial justifiable means, you know. I would suggest rather add a genset if you really want more redundancy, you know, rather than trying to get 8 hours of runtime with these three UPSs. It's just going to be horrifically expensive.
Yeah. Or maybe look at it this way as well, if you're looking at runtime, what exactly do you need it for? you just needed to bridge that gap from the time that you lose the utility until the generator comes in, right? That's all you need, to be quite honest.
Yeah,
But however, you might need that to be slightly longer, I would say maybe 30 minutes or thereabout, just in case maybe one of the generator does not kick in for some reason, it's faulty or whatever it is. But having two at the same time and both of them not kicking, the probability of that happening is very, very little. But to have anything longer than that, yes, of course, you can have it. It's good for us with solar batteries, but is it really the right way to do it? I don't think so.
Maybe I can just add something there. The UPS, if we look at 30 minutes, well, maybe I must just apologize. He did actually, or someone did ask and said, ideally, they would like to have 8 hours purely out of a need time to repair perspective with the gensets, which might be able to reach as far as 8 hours. I don't think we'll ever get there. I think what we suggest here is a runtime of 30 minutes, which we will probably be able to extend more than 30 minutes because we've got three UPSs. And if each of them are configured at, Dean, maybe, or George, if you can tell us the battery configs that we're offering, the E3L battery cabinet, which is in here, we might be able to say, right, if the load is only 250, right, we've got the other two UPSs also with runtime of 30 minutes, and I'm not sure. We'll have to check on that now. Then we can double up to 90 minutes. Am I pushing it, George?
No, you're not. I see, Dean, you're still on the call, right? Yes, I'm here. Just remember, how many cabinets we offered?
So we configured the option D, E3 MCB 10D. So we get 30 minutes.
Okay.
Let me just quickly check this. Just bear with me, I'm just on the other screen.
While you're busy, George, Topologo, what I want to explain here is, and Marnie, maybe you can help me. What was the objective with the, did you want us to use the existing batteries?
We have a lot of batteries. We have like 350 batteries in separate rooms. We have two rooms just dedicated for batteries. And we need to check the status of our batteries, because the other day when we lost one generator, we lost the municipal power, and then we lost the one generator. We went MS2. So when we went to the UPS room, it was saying battery low, battery less than 6 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
So we really need to check the status and replace the battery.
Okay. Marnie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I've seen one of the battery rooms. I wasn't aware that there's a second room. That one that I went into had, I think it was 170 batteries. They were aged 2013. So, you know, it's already, I'd recommend replacing those batteries. I'm not sure what the condition of the second bank is, were they installed at the same time or were they brought in afterwards, after the initial install?
These batteries, we changed them at some point. We changed them at some point, all of them at the same time. I think that was around 2015 or so, or 15.
Okay, I quickly jump in here? The configuration that we're going to supply you with now is of such a nature that each UPS is preferably should have its own set of batteries, okay? George, yes?
No, I'm not the one speaking. Just go on, Thomas.
Okay. So maybe, Joseph, just have a look at the bypass panel drawing. I think we will able to see what I'm saying there.
There we go.
Okay, so you'll see in the center the three UPSs. Each of them has got a battery solution. Okay. Now, in your case, you say you've got two battery rooms, so which means that then at least two UPSs will have to share one bank. Are you aware if that's the case, Tapologo? Do you have two UPSs sharing one battery bank? Okay, the Easy UPS unfortunately can't share battery banks, so that's one disadvantage, if I can call it a disadvantage. But obviously then on your side, the runtime, if you should have a power outage with two UPSs, the thing is your runtime does not improve with two UPSs at all. You still sit with the same single size of battery bank. What we want to recommend is a built to fit battery configuration, one each for these UPSs. Now, since yours are also, well, it seems like if they were both replaced at the same time, then those batteries are both 7-8 years, almost 8 years old. So it would be highly recommendable to replace those as well, because you don't want to put in new UPSs with batteries that's like 7 years old. Definitely not recommended, but yeah. So, but in this case, each of these UPSs, what we recommend is that each of these UPSs will give you a 30-minute runtime. Worst case scenario, we lose two of them and you still sit with only one, which means that you still have the 30 minutes runtime. Okay. If all three of them up, you can literally say 90 minutes runtime for that matter, because you've got 30 minutes on each of them. Okay. But the minimum you'll have is 30 minutes. So,
okay.
Unless if the load is bigger than one UPS, obviously.
Yeah. So let me just explain as well, to what you've just said, covers. So in terms of what has been configured so far, I just don't have the actual battery block here. But if you look at each UPS, this will be about 26 minutes roughly, okay, for each UPS at a load of about 33 kilowatts each. Okay. Now that means if you have 250 kilowatts, you will have total runtime of about 26 minutes with the current configuration. That can be adjusted, of course. If you lose one of the UPSs, that means you also lose one of the battery banks, but you still have two of the battery banks, so you're still kind of safe. Now, if you're gonna have to tell us what sort of load you want us to take into account, and based on the information from this meeting, you are looking at 500 kilowatts, right? So we're going to have to do the runtime sizing based on that 500 kilowatts. And again, we need to decide whether we're going to reduce it. Look at something like 30 minutes or something else different. The right amount of batteries for that. Bear in mind as well, I'm not too sure what those batteries you have are configured to in terms of runtime. Changing the runtime drastically could also mean that you also need to increase the size of the battery room as well. And it goes without saying that the longer runtime also need bigger size room to accommodate the batteries. So just take that into account as well. Or alternatively, if you prefer, you can tell us if you prefer to maintain the same size rooms. You can tell us how much is the space that you allocated for the batteries, and we can do the maximum configuration of runtime batteries that will fit into that space, and not ask you to do an extension or anything for that.
Yeah, I think just very, very important, we must know what the load is. So let's at least say, if we know what the exact load is at the moment, we'll have a point where we can actually jump away from. But as George say, if we've got some more space, we can offer you more batteries. I don't want to say, I can't decide for you how much you can, you know, it's just a costly exercise. But yeah, maybe add additional cabinet if we can fit it in there. George, maybe you can just show that cabinet again so that you guys just know what we're talking about in our case in terms of the battery solutions that goes with each UPS.
So I think this is the, well, this is actually a number of them. Let me just look for the specific one. So that specific one is the, it looks, it uses the compact, it uses the XEV 2500, six of them. Sorry, two strings of 36.
What amperage are they?
These, I will have to check XPV, give me a moment.
Okay, so what we're saying here in terms of what we recommend is the battery cabinets that we want to offer you is it's like a turnkey solution. It's got the battery breakers, everything installed inside. So it's just a very clean, neat solution, putting down the cabinet. It's got a breaker, all the communication, everything is specifically designed around the easy UPS configuration that you asked for. So it's just a more cleaner solution, if I can put it that way, with the breakers, everything integrated according to the easy UPS. And we're very, very fortunate. We've got three of them available right now. That's very fortunate.
Okay, so it looks like that. That's the battery cabinet. So now imagine if for the runtime that I just mentioned now, about 26 minutes, about a third of about 80 kilowatts each, right, or 80, 85 kilowatts, you need three of these per UPS. Now, if you're looking at three UPSs, you already need six of these. So in terms of battery storage, you need to quite really look at that closely.
Okay, so yeah, I think what we, George, let's look at what we've got available now. Dean, if you can just confirm and maybe talk with George, let's see what runtime we can get with the units that you've got available right now. Then at least we can say, right, this is what we've got in stock. We've got the UPSs on its way. It should be, Dean, you said about the 18th of August, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and then the battery cabinets you already have in stock, right?
That's it.
Okay, so then we've got all of that available. The bypass panel, the wraparound?
The bypass panel will also be on the 18th with the UPS.
Okay, so we just need to confirm now, double ojo with you guys, if you are interested in us this kind of battery solution, and then also if you're interested in the wraparound, and then I'll arrange for you to get the quotes for that.
Kindly arrange that. We would love to have those.
Okay. Okay, I'll arrange that for you. Okay, let's just have a look. What's the next question there? Okay, we're aiming at delivery around about next week, Friday, or the week thereafter. I'm talking of at least the UPSs, but yeah, and the battery cabinets if you would like them. So just to set some time scales here, how would that fit in with you guys, Tapologo, if we deliver end of next week?
Yeah, it's okay.
As I said, just don't keep me at that. I just want to, the closer we get to that date, Dean, you must just double check on the ETAs if we're still on track, so that I can just readjust if I need to in terms of delivery to to Topologo's site.
Okay.
Right, great.
I'll update you in the week, say about Wednesday. I'll give you another update. But, I mean, there hasn't been any changes or anything. So the 18th, we're still on for everything.
Okay, great stuff. Then we've covered the cabling. Next thing is just in terms of what's in and out of scope. The cabling seems to be fine according to what we've seen. We just need to revisit it. George will just have a look at that bit. If there's a serious cable implication, which shouldn't be the case, but let's say it is, that's something that's beyond our scope. So we will try and sort that bit out as soon as we possibly can. But we'll have to quote optionally for changes on the cabling configuration. Is that okay with you, Topologo?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Okay, yeah. So we'll know that the closer we get to the install. Okay, in terms of switch gear, might be the same thing. You asked me for pricing on breakers at some point. Is this part of this project or not?
No, it's not part of this.
Okay, just to add. Okay, so switch gear wise, we will probably have to add some breakers if we go the wraparound route. Is that right, George?
Sorry, say that again.
We will need additional switch gear if we are going to go the wraparound route, right?
Correct. So there will probably be some slight changes on the input to the output panel.
Yes, so it's
just a bypass panel.
Okay.
And of course, once we have had a chance to look at what the input section looks like, we'll be able to advise further.
Okay. Then the next thing is installation. We're aiming for the week of the 30th of August or the week thereafter. Will that be acceptable for you guys, Topologo?
Hello. Good with that.
Yes, I've just heard a lady speaking. Is she part of the meeting?
No.
Not okay. Right. Okay. Right. So then, next thing is downtime. The fact that we're gonna take out the old UPSs, and since it does not have a wraparound, we're gonna need some downtime here, possibly to change it of such a nature that you still have raw power at least going through to the load while we are busy installing the other kits. So what is the availability of downtime for us, Topologo?
We can arrange for that we're probably gonna have to do it on a Saturday so that we can give you as much time as you want.
Okay, that's great. We're used to working from 12 on a Sunday morning, afternoon or evening till the next Monday, 4 o'clock.
Oh.
we get in that kind of scenarios. But there's a lot of work that we've got to do in preparing for all of this, because we've got to decommission the old UPSs, move them out of the way, get the new UPSs in position, and then wire them up. So yeah, if we can have a Saturday and maybe longer or something like that, if we can have a whole weekend, just in case. What do you think? You think that'll be possible?
Yeah, that will be possible.
Okay, good.
We'll arrange that.
Okay, great. Now that I think 2 days is more than enough if we get our ducks in a row, yeah. Okay, I think that's more or less it from my side. Is there anything else from your side, Topologo?
No, we could. We'll just be awaiting the quotation on those.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, Betsy, what about you from your side? Is there anything you want to mention?
No, after this one, I'm aligned.
Okay, good stuff. I haven't seen Moffat, so it's fine. Can you guys just please explain to me exactly what the role is of each of you like Bolton and Kebetswe in Moffat New South Tapologo?
Yes, Moffat is the reliability engineer, he's electrical.
Right.
Bolton is with government.
Okay.
He's the one who does your orders and everything. Is our electrician who's going to be running with the project. And I'm the senior automation and electrical.
Okay. Right, thanks. I just missed Kiabetswe. You're going to be, are you the electrical guy? The electrician? Kiabetswe?
Yeah, I will be the electrician, but I will be with some guys.
Okay, but you'll be coordinating that bit.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Right. Then, I'm finished with what I wanted to know. Can I just maybe give the floor to yourself? I don't know, Tapologo, if you've got something to say at this point. Anything else you would like us to answer?
No, I'm very much aligned, very happy with the progress of the meeting.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kiabetswe, from your side.
No, I'm aligned.
You're aligned. Okay, you're happy. Okay, good stuff. Dean, from your side?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay, good stuff. Bonnie, anything from your side?
Good with something for the moment. I'm good. I'll just keep in touch with Mail regarding the logistics about the delivery. And I'm sure the guys that deliver will probably require some documents and clearance as well, so but I'll draft the mail of everything I can think of and forward it through for answers on that.
Okay, great. John has been I've just included John for redundancy purposes, so we've got someone online if we need some logistics or on-site issues, then maybe he can help us there. Okay, George, from your end, I left you for last.
Yeah, just one point that I wanted to highlight. Maybe as we get closer to the installation, just remember the monitoring for the breakers. They would need to have some kind of auxiliary contacts. That's on the input side, on the bypass and on the output section. I'm not too sure if that's the case, but I'm sure it's a detail that can be looked at as we get closer to the installation. Just wanted to highlight that bit.
Okay, fantastic. Right, I think that's more or less it from my side. George, if you and Dean just can just hang on a little bit, but otherwise I'm happy and thank you very much for your participation today. Really appreciate it. I think we've made great progress here. So we can just iron out the last bits now, and then I think we're there, and we can get the ball rolling as soon as possible. Great, thank you.
Thank you,
Tapologo, and also thanks a lot, Kiabetswe. You enjoy your evening, go your afternoon. Thanks, bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so guys, thanks. We still have myself and Marnie, Dean. I see George disappear, but what I actually, can you let me just ask George offline? What I actually wanted to find out, Dean, is what will be the cost implication if we ask George to
I'm still online now.
Oh, are you? I can't see your icon. Yeah. Okay. George, is there a possibility that we can ask you to accompany us maybe with a site visit?
Well, it depends. What would you need to get out of my presence on site?
I think just, just to confirm what was said, and if you can perhaps from your perspective have a look at things like the configuration on site and the breakers, and if it actually is the way they say it is. So yeah. It'd just be a physical inspection, either joining me or Marnie on site, and just have a quick look at the configuration and maybe give us a heads up on things that you say, see that we should be careful of.
Yeah, look, I don't see that being a problem. It depends on when you need to go. I'm quite tied up for the next 2 weeks or so. I've got some commitments that I have up here. But if they do send us the drawings,
yes.
And if we realize we still need to send somebody, we could send up us, so one of our FSRs to accompany you. Is that going to be okay? If you needed to do it any other than that,
sure,
next 2 weeks.
We can do so. That's another thing, Dean, from my perspective, is I'm not too sure of the service queues that goes with this these UPSs. What is bundled, the startups?
So we have quoted the extra startup on those, so you've given
okay.
us a few.
Okay, then next thing is, what about assembly services, if I want to ask one of your FSCs to do the assembly service?
And then we're going to have to quote for that.
Okay, I think, will you do that for me, please, Dean?
Okay.
You guys are just knowledgeable with these things, and, you know, that's why I'm asking. Just to...
Yeah, I think that's going to help out in terms of while you guys on site, the guys have been installing some of these units already, so they know the little things to kind of pick out almost immediately, and you don't have to find out later, oh gosh, we missed that and that, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, we have to get context for that. I just wanted to discuss around the batteries.
Yes.
So when we originally quoted, we quoted obviously for one unit, right? And the backup time that they wanted was on the full 250 kVA.
Yes.
So George, correct me if I'm wrong, those three battery cabinets.
Yeah,
it's gonna cover one UPS.
So three. Sorry, when you say it's gonna come with one UPS, what do you mean?
So the three battery cabinets that was quoted.
Yeah.
Is it for each UPS? It'll be one battery cabinet for each UPS.
I would have to check. My understanding was that this is gonna be three cabinets per UPS.
Yeah, that's
okay.
I can double check that.
Yeah, just double check, because then we've got a problem, because we've got only three. So which means we've got only one each per UPS available at this point in time.
One each. Okay.
Yeah. Check. But just check and see what runtime we can get from one UPS with one cabinet, please, George. Just working on a X amount kilowatt load.
We can check this now.
Okay, right.
I just couldn't check with us, with the customer on the line.
With the prices.
Or the stuff, pricing. Yeah. So if I look at this, this is, let me just see, 3L250. And if I put it with the current load that they have, if they're saying they never exceed 250 kilowatts,
yeah,
that means we're only going to have about a third of that load on each UPS, the 250, right?
Yeah.
And that will give us roughly about 26 minutes.
Okay, well, that's fine. That is with all three UPSs, right? That's all three, each of them having a cabinet, then we will get 27 minutes.
Correct.
Okay, so which means that
the current load.
Yes?
I'm saying with the current load, this should be okay.
Okay. Right. So, just so I'm 100% sure, that means that we'll have 27 minutes with all three of the battery banks, or does it mean that we'll have 27 minutes if we have only one UPS taking the load?
So we would have 26 minutes.
Yes.
With each of the three UPSs.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot.
Handling 33% of the load,
yes.
About 80 kilowatts each, or 82 kilowatts each.
Yeah, no, that's
perfect. If you lose one, that means you've got
about 120 kilowatts. So this drops down to say about 18, 19.
Per UPS.
Yes, correct.
And we've got only one, then we're talking at what? About...
If we've got only one, maybe, let's just see that here. Because the entire lot is on the 1 unit.
Yeah.
So we will be, I'm gonna need to change.
21 minutes.
Let me change this top D first.
Okay.
This should be one there. Well, it doesn't. Let me just quickly take that. So it should be less than this. I'd say it'd be about 9 minutes or so.
Okay.
About 9 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only disadvantage of the Easy Eye, is not being able to share battery banks.
Yeah, look, well, it's a disadvantage, it's an advantage, it's a point, I don't know. In this case, yes, if you lose a UPS, you also lose a battery bank.
The battery bank, yeah. It's a pity, but in any case, that's the way it is. Right, okay, now that's fine. I think I'm not going to go off the scale with that. I'll just warn them so that they know, so that they can consider taking some more batteries, maybe another 2 per UPS.
Which we'll have to order. I mean,
agreed.
Yeah.
Shit. Do you get a, George, do you get a DC static switch? I'm just thinking of switching the batteries from your to another UPS. Yeah. Okay, well, never mind. I'm just joking.
I'm sure we can get one, but I'm not sure that we have currently in our portfolio at the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if you look in the market, there should be some.
No, it's just a question I have. So maybe something worth investigating. Yeah.
Yeah, we can check with the Guto team as well, Dean. I don't know. It's possible. Maybe they might have.
It's not something that I've used in the past. Can I perhaps ask you to just maybe find out if there's something like that, please?
You can check, yeah.
Okay, please, because that'll be nice. You know, it's just another addition to our offer.
Now, so how does the ASCO switch work, George?
I have no idea. I'll have to check with the guys. All right. Okay, let me find out.
Okay, I'm just interested in, you know, I think it'll be nice to have something like that. Then we can keep that 3 strings of batteries available to all 3 UPSs, although they'll be running separately. Probably a dangerous thing to do, because the battery banks might not be depleted on the same level. But okay, that's maybe something to investigate. Right, okay, George, so what we'll do, Dean, I've also seen a skew for the battery cabinets, George, when you did the sizing, I briefly saw that. Can you perhaps just look at all the skews that you have available for us for services? I saw it somewhere here. Maybe lower down. But there was a service skew, which I've seen. So just, Dean, check and see what service skews you can offer me. On this end, I'm talking of stuff like the battery commissioning and whatever else. So
okay,
I can.
I'll have to check the services.
Yeah, then maybe if I can just have the skills, then I'll probably be able to download the scopes of work from your site. Or if you can ask them to send me the scopes of work, then
okay.
I can decide which I want to buy extra.
So you need the assembly SKUs, basically.
Yeah, assembly SKUs, yes.
All right.
I don't think, or whatever else you have, just tell me. Not services, it's like in maintenance, just this important thing. But even services, I can offer them something on that end. It's good to have all the, even the scope of the services available for both the batteries and the UPSs.
Okay.
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 Right. I think that's it from my end as well. George, anything else from you still?
All clear from me at the moment.
Okay, thank you, Marnie.
All good, thanks, Gubas. Thank you. Steve.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dean. Anything from your store?
So, are you happy with the, I've sent you the pricing for the batteries and the bypass panels, so you'll share that with
me. I will. I just kept it back until we had, until today. So I will ensure that he gets that tomorrow first thing.
Okay, perfect.
Great. Guys, thank you so much for sacrificing a lot of time today of your public holiday. I owe you. So we thank you very much. We'll speak again earlier the week then.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian. You keep well. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Ja. Ja. Ek het opgeneem. Maar ek nie vir hierdie opneem maar hy sonder dat ek weet nie.